to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israeli troops expanding ground operations in Gaza, advancing on Gaza City as Israeli leaders are careful to avoid the word invasion. ABC's Ian Pannell was recently at the Gaza border and reports on the fighting.
You get the crump of tank fire. You get the kind of huge soaring sounds of fighter jets diving towards the ground, releasing their bombs. And then you see these plumes of black, dirty smoke rising into the sky. We could see tanks going across the dusty plains through the border fence on the outer side of Gaza.
The Biden administration defending its decision to rebuff international calls for a humanitarian ceasefire. More red flags ahead of last week's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine that killed 18 people. Sheriffs now say the gunman's family reached out to law enforcement 5 months ago, expressing concerns about the gunman's deteriorating mental health and access to weapons. The Texas Rangers taking a 2-1 lead in the World Series. This is ABC News. Parts of the U.S. now paying under $3 a gallon for gas, while others still well over $5.
In Houston, drivers are now paying on average $2.89 a gallon for regular unleaded, according to new data out from the Energy Department. Compare that to San Francisco, where the average price is $5.13 a gallon. To fill up a 15-gallon tank, that's an almost $34 difference with every fill-up. Prices are falling just about everywhere as demand for gas is down right now. Not a lot of people travel in October, and winter blends of gas cost less. The average price nationwide is now at $3.47 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Robert De Niro testifying at a New York City trial as a former personal assistant accuses him of being an abusive boss. De Niro restrained himself through much of the testimony, but at one point blurted out, "This is all nonsense." Former assistant Graham Chase Robinson seeking $12 million in damages for emotional distress and reputational harm. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Snow showers likely at times. Overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 21. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Snow showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 34. Lows around 15 tomorrow night. Mid-30s Wednesday, turning warmer on Thursday with highs in the upper 30s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 21 overnight. We should top off around 34 tomorrow. Lows level off around 15 tomorrow night. 1 to 3 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 27.
Get on. is it, this is now, it's what I've been talking about. Looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand. This is it.
Lynch with Stars Like Confetti. Lots of great country lined up for you as we work into Halloween. You dressing up today to go to work? I know a lot of people do. I am not. I'm already scary looking enough as it is. Chase Beckham recently made his Grand Ole Opry debut. What an honor for him. It's 23.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got
to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to dream. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Slide up on this dusty seat and let your
Brown and his wife Caitlin, is thank God Kane and his wife Caitlin have been teasing a new duet. So we're not sure when that's coming out or if it's even out yet. I haven't heard any more. I saw some on their social medias about that. My name is Penrod. Thanks for popping in. Did you hear about this? Well, in 1934, there was a board game called Towards Soviet America, which was the opposite of Monopoly. So basically at the end of the game, everybody just hugged and had a good time, and I don't know, maybe had weird, freaky, crazy, never mind.
If you're like me, age 65 or older, congratulations. By today's standards, we shouldn't be alive. We didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose. We played outside all day and got cut up and broke bones. We rode in cars that didn't have seatbelts, let alone airbags. We did things that people today wouldn't dream of. But that doesn't mean we're invincible. These days, we have doctor appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. That's why there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your healthcare into one program including everything from primary care to chronic care management. We even have coaches to help you with diabetes, hypertension, and weight management. And for non-emergencies, someone is always available to speak with at any time during the day or night, no matter what your health issue is. Teladoc Health offers everything needed to live healthier ever after. Learn more at teladochealth.com. That's TELADOC health.com.
Let's go. Let's go.
Q Country.
Shots like it was nothing.
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Osborne and Nobody's Nobody. Well, nobody expected Matthew Perry to pass on over the weekend at age 54. Very sad to hear former Friends star moving on. But we also lost a couple other people. Hockey player Adam Johnson, he died in a freak accident. Was cut in the throat by a skate. Ooh, that's crazy. And do you remember Richard Mohl? He played Bull on Night Court. 6'8" actor passed away at the age of 80. Just over the weekend.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Snow showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 34. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 15 tonight, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, highs around 34. Temperatures below average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 30s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Another look at the short range, a high of 34 today. Lows level off around 15 tonight. We should top off around 34 tomorrow. About an inch of snow today. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 28.
It's party time.
Who's there? 98Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while. house and she kissed, felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock and a hard place. For the record, yeah, throwing in the towel takes some effort.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Desire.
at 98qcountry.com.
On you with George Burns. Did you get out to the movies this weekend? Well, the Five Nights at Freddy's, it killed the competition in the box office, debuting at more than $78 million. Made a lot of money because it only had a $20 million budget. That's first ticket sales record for a movie like that in its opening weekend. I have no idea what it's even about. It's a scary, I guess, movie, but I wouldn't go see it. It's also on Peacock, too.
If you're like me, age 65 or older, congratulations. By today's standards, we shouldn't be alive. We didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose. We played outside all day and got cut up and broke bones. We rode in cars that didn't have seatbelts, let alone airbags. We did things that people today wouldn't dream of. But that doesn't mean we're invincible. These days, we have doctor appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. That's why there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your healthcare into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. We even have coaches to help you with diabetes, hypertension, and weight management. And for non-emergencies, someone is always available to speak with at any time during the day or night, no matter what your health issue is. Teladoc Health offers everything needed to live healthier ever after. Learn more at TeladocHealth.com. That's TeladocHealth.com.
If you change the station, we will haunt you. No, seriously.
Huh? 98Q Country.
We couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless
those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until 3. Sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. No. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. She left a picture in my head. She left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. Think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes on.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit.
trouble, baby.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.